Izar with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast. I'm in response to Magic's ongoing pod thread on his views of how the astral plane is set up. I'm going to try and add a little bit of Christianity to it. Now, anyone who's paid attention to anything I've done on ATS, they'll know that I'm a Christian. And actually a Catholic. And probably when they see this response, and they see me say, I'm going to talk about astral projection and astral plane, it's going to come as a shock. First off, I would like to say that I have been interested in this kind of stuff for a long time, and that I've had my own views and ideas of what the astral plane is and what it actually consists of, and I believe in it. Of course, there's no denying it. But from what Magic is saying, in some ways he's actually supporting a lot of the stuff that I say and that I believe in that actually lines up with Catholic truths. First and foremost, I'd like to make most noteworthy the idea that Magic constantly brings up, that each plane is realmed by a god. Now, that really threw you off. I'm a Christian, and I just said each plane ruled by a god? Whatever happened to being monotheistic? Oh, give me a second. Before we can dive into the multi quote-unquote gods that rule the different planes, we have to look into the god, the one true god, who is, in all actuality, the only actual god who has infinite powers. Now, the god, the Catholic, the Christian, in pretty much every religion, the one monotheistic god, he created the spirits of, I guess, the universe, and he created each of them with the ability to think for itself, to have its own free will. God being all love, he knew that the spirits needed his love to stay spiritually healthy. However, the spirits with the ability to think for themselves and having free will, generally these spirits are called angels. The original spirits are generally called angels, and that's how I will refer to them. These angels had the ability to think for themselves, and even though they knew that seeing the face of God, the ultimate love, that to resist him would mean torment for their own spirit and soul, that they did it anyway, and they rebelled against God out of pride and selfishness. They rebelled for pride to see, because they thought, well, they didn't think, they knew that God was better, but they took it upon themselves to make themselves as God. How, what I feel about the astral plane is that the fallen who fell out of God's grace from their own reason, from their own intellect and free will, when they said, I'm going to deny God because I am so prideful of myself, when they did that, they fell. And wanting to be like God, they wanted to create their own plane, their own world to govern. And now this is where we get Magic's gods. Each of the gods of the planes that he talks about are indeed only fallen spirits from God's true love. They denied him for them own selves, so that way they may become powerful, because they wanted to be gods themselves, out of true selfishness and pride. Now, we can take it even deeper, and it begins to make more sense with the astral plane. In the astral plane, the lower plane, there is massive amounts of feuding. There is spiritual fighting, spiritual wars, as Magic has said. And going into this, it's easy to see how it lines up again with Catholic, with Christian theology, in that hell is a place where every man is for themselves. There is no alliances. It's just everyone fighting for their own cause. And these demons, or fallen angels, who created their own planes, are now in control of their own realms, and they're amassing an army, or something of that sort, and they're fighting for what they believe in, because they want to be top dog. That's what the ultimate, that's what all this feuding is going on in there. They have some that have gained more power than others, and some that haven't. There's a couple more ideas about the astral plane that actually line up pretty well that I found to be quite interesting. I mean, I really do feel that the astral plane is looking into hell more so than looking into the other realms of the living, or I guess if you could say. It's also important to note that I believe that the astral plane is not the spirit realm. It is very, very much so important that you do not mistake the astral plane for the spirit realm. Because when you look into what a spirit is, you see instantly that you cannot define a spirit, and the spirit has no shape. It takes no form whatsoever. And in the astral plane, everything has form. There is forms to things, and it's not until you get into the spirit realm that we have pretty much nothing, and it's just, I guess if you want to take, in the Buddhist sense, Nirvana. Well, sadly it appears that I'm losing my train of thought, and I don't feel like stopping and adding on to this recording. I've already done that a couple of times, in case you can't notice, but if I come to any more thoughts, because I had them, I just can't think of them at the moment. I should write notes for these podcasts. I'll be more than happy to make another reply. Well, this is Mizar, signing out. Thanks for listening.